Harry and the BFG by Ryan. A dark black enormous figure crept around the forest silently, being careful not to make any sound. But then, a creature that had to be 10 times bigger than him appeared behind him. Seizing him, the big monster tossed him up in the air effortlessly. "No, no, no," Harry shouted and woke up abruptly. "Help me," a loud noise called in a desperate tone. Harry looked out of his dormitory window and saw a massive, blurry, dark figure rise out of the forbidden forest. "If only I had my glasses on," Harry thought, as he yawned and stood up. The Forbidden Forest was a forest on the land of a beautiful, huge, magical castle named Hogwarts. The giant forest had tall and narrow black trees that were bare all year round. Full of dangerous and wild magical creatures, no students were allowed to go in. The forest was so big that if you didn't follow the dirt trail, you would almost certainly get lost. Grabbing his invisibility cloak and wand, Harry left the room without a sound. After he left his dormitory, he carefully took the time to walk down the corridors to the entrance of Hogwarts and go onto the hilly green grounds. Trudging down, Harry went to the gamekeeper Hagrid's, the person who told Harry he was a wizard and loved to secretly breed magical creatures like dragons, cabin. Hagrid's cabin was small and no bigger than a bedroom, and was made out of thin old wood that let lots of bugs and air in. There was a small chimney perched on top of the messy shingles of his roof. Knocking on Hagrid's door, he entered.
"Hi, Harry. What are you doing here this late at night? I just saw something big come out of the forest. Probably just the giant's play."
"Wait, what?"
"Oops, nothing. You should be getting back to your bed now," Hagrid said hastily, getting worried.
"No, tell me more."
"Fine, but promise to be quiet and don't tell anyone."
"I promise," Harry replied.
"Well then come on," Hagrid said, strolling down the path in the forest.
As they got deeper into the woods, Harry began to wonder what sort of creatures were around here.
"Hey, Hagrid, is it safe here?" Harry said, beginning to worry as his muscles tensed.
"As long as you're with me," he said. Harry began to calm down a little. Just then, a loud thumping noise came out of nowhere.
"What was that?" Harry screamed, jumping.
"Nothing," Hagrid said, with excitement on his face. Harry looked around but saw nothing, and his heart started racing. Suddenly, a black light flashed in front of him for a split second.
"Hagrid," Harry yelled, feeling uneasy.
"Don't worry, relax. Nothing will hurt ya."
Harry scanned the area just to make sure nothing was there.
A moment later, a very loud voice called out, "Hello." And then there was something black, something tall and black, something big and tall and black.
"Who are you?" Harry called and looked around and gasped. There stood a gigantic giant.
"Hey, buddy," Hagrid exclaimed and then explained. "He's my brother." The BFG was a big 24-foot giant that had wrinkly, pale skin and giant, tall and pointy ears. His eyes were big and green and looked soft and caring. But even then, he looked worried.
"What? How?"
"Well, you see, my mother was a giantess and she had a second baby. She had the BFG. Harry was feeling nervous. The BFG was looking around warily.
"Hey, is everything all right?" he called.
"Yeah," he said, clearly trying to hide something. "Just don't be so loud. It's absolutely squiffling now that we can be friends."
"But I have to go now so I don't get caught out of bed," Harry replied, making his way up to the beautiful and green-paved grassy hill, shaking with fright from what he just saw.
The next day, Harry was going to the greenhouse for herbology, which was where you learn about magical plants. For a split millisecond, he heard a quiet, piercing noise that came from deep in the forest, penetrating the trees and air itself. Harry turned around and saw the BFG running, no, sprinting, through a thick patch of trees, looking scared. That night, Harry took out his invisibility cloak and carefully planned everything out.
"So first, I will put on the cloak and sneak outside. Then, I'll go into the forest and look for the BFG.
He left his dormitory and went through the twisting, turning halls and corridors along the moving staircases. Finally, when outside, he carefully tiptoed down to the forest, being careful not to make a sound. When he saw the massive figure of the BFG, he asked him, "What's wrong?"
"Nothing," he whispered.
"I saw you running from something earlier this morning."
"Fine, but don't tell anyone. I was running from the terrifying giants."
"But you're a giant," Harry said.
"But I'm only a runt. The other ones are bigger, faster, stronger, and meaner, and they're always galloping far away to different countries to guzzle up human beings."
"That's terrible," Harry whispered, his knees turning to rubber.
Go now. There's nothing you could do to help me, so start learning your magic, the Hocus Pocus. With that said, Harry sprinted back up, going to his next class of transfiguration. When there, he went to the back row to avoid the eye of the lurking teacher, Professor McGonagall. He was with his best friends, Hermione Granger, who was the smartest witch in the grade, and Ron Weasley. Hey, Hermione, do you know any good spells to take down big monsters? Yeah, like what? I don't know, giants? You know a giant? She almost screamed. Not necessarily, but yes. Look, let's talk later in the library. So, Harry eagerly waited for the last bell to ring and ran down the winding hallways, the shine of the suits of armor blinding him. When there, he quieted down and peered into the deserted room and found her in a corner, buried in a thick pile of books. "Have you found anything yet?" he whispered, trying not to attract the librarian. She quietly spoke of a couple of spells and how to use them. "Perfect. I will sneak down to the forest. Then I distract the giants with fireworks of light and levitate them all into one area. Next, I place lots of shields around them, trapping them and giving the BFG a chance to hide away in the mountains." "Exactly," she said. That night, once again, Harry slipped on his invisibility cloak and snuck down on the muddy ground to the forest. Walking in, he decided to play it on the safe side and crept around, rolling his back along the trees. It was becoming so dark out, Harry could barely see his hand in front of his own face, so, like a mouse, he silently pulled out his wand and whispered, "Lumos." His wand tip lit up and he saw them. They were huge, about 50 feet tall, and looked vicious. Petrified, he looked around and saw the BFG hiding behind some thick green bushes. The BFG smiled at him and whispered, "What are you doing here?" "Getting you out of this place," he replied. "Now run, as fast as you can, to the mountains, into a cave where no one will ever find you. Tomorrow, come back here. There will be no giants, I promise." As the BFG left, the other giants started to wake up. "Periculum," Harry whispered as humongous red sparks flew out of his wand towards the sky. All the giants looked up in amazement. Harry levitated the giants on the fringes of the crowd inward one by one, pushing them in. Then, like the plan mentioned, he, like a ninja, quickly placed shields all around them, trapping the horrid monsters there forever. He relaxed and gave a sigh of relief. He was now safe. The next night, Harry hoped for the best for the BFG, remembering his happy face saying, "Thank you."